The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing well today, Gil. I thought we could discuss some of the most common neighbor issues, and the two most common are fences and noise.
What fence etiquette tips do you suggest?
Well, first of all, you want to observe boundaries. Don't risk having to tear down a fence that goes even 1 inch over your property line.
For that, you have to really know where your property line is. You can't depend on somebody's previous fence or hedge or something for that. So you need a plat or a survey, right?
You do. Study your house line drawing or plat, or in some cases, you may have to order a new survey from a land surveyor to be sure of your boundaries. Now, that'll cost you between $500 and about $1,000. By the way, this issue of knowing your boundaries is so important that fence companies typically install a fence about a foot inside the property line, just to be on the safe side.
So again, that thing of not taking for granted, it's where the fence is. Any other must-dos?
Yes. If you're part of a homeowners association, you want to check out your HOA rules and guidelines about fencing before you get started, because HOAs can dictate things like style, height of your fence, maintenance of fencing. By the way, you know, it's always a good idea to understand your HOA rules in general about common areas. It's a great way to make sure you're treating your neighbors with respect, and hopefully they do the same for you.
Are there some niceties that you can attend to here?
Sure. There are always niceties. So if you're planning a project like a fence install, talk to your neighbors before you start to give them a heads up. Let them know you're going to be doing some work. And if there are property line issues, you absolutely want to resolve them ahead of time. We just talked about that. That's really, really important. If you want more information, if you have a dispute around a property line, you want more information on property line disputes, you can just search that term at houselogic.com. We have some good information there. And another way to really be nice and really keep your neighbors happy is when you're putting up a fence, put the more finished side of the fence facing your neighbor's yard.
Very nice idea. Now, what about that other common and vexing neighbor issue that you touched on earlier, noise?
Yeah, noise can be a real pain in the neck or pain in the ear, as it may be. So you want to invite your loud neighbors over to hear firsthand what you hear. You know, let them walk in your moccasins or listen with your ears for a few minutes. Sometimes if you just let them hear what you're hearing, they'll go, oh, my goodness, I'm really sorry about that. If not, and if your neighbors ignore your verbal request and ignore what you're letting them hear what you hear, write them a polite note about the problem and keep a copy for yourself. This note and any others that you'll write will help prove your case if you have to take your complaint to court later on, or if you live where there's a homeowners association, write the board or manager of the HOA a note asking what your covenants, conditions, and restrictions say about noise, commonly called CCRs, and keep a copy of that note to the HOA and any response you get from them in your files. If the HOA rules don't say anything about noise or noise reduction, ask the board to mediate between you and your noisy neighbor. That gives you a neutral ear and a safe place, sort of, to have the discussion.
Well, you said that magic word mediate. So since you mentioned mediation, let's talk a little about that.
Okay, so here's what mediators do. They will point out areas of common ground to guide two parties toward crafting their own win-win solution. Now, you can check into the National Association of Community Mediation to find volunteer mediators who are often free. We have a link to that at houselogic.com. You can also hire a paid private mediator for somewhere between a few hundred and a few thousand dollars, depending on how long you and your problem neighbor take to reach a compromise. You can find a paid private mediator through the Association for Conflict Resolution, and you can Google them, or we also have a link at HouseLogic, and they can help you find someone in your area.
What about the legal route? I mean, what about going to court?
You know, that's always an option, but I would say it's an option of last resort because they are your neighbors and you have to live with them. And sometimes before you get to that, you can use a lawyer, hire an attorney just to write a letter to your problem neighbor. Sometimes, you know, a letter that comes very officially from an attorney and an attorney speak is going to be more motivating to your neighbor than just a note that you drop to them. Now, the bill for that would likely run you about $100 to $500, but compared to the time and money you'll spend taking your problem neighbor to court, that's small beans. You can ask friends which lawyers they like if they've had problems like you, or you can find a lawyer through the American Bar Association lawyer referral directory, and you can Google that or find a link to that at houselogic.com as well. If money's an issue for you, then you can ask for help from Legal Services Corporation. They actually offer free legal help to folks in need.
For info, by the way, on mediation and all these other neighbor issues, find more tips at houselogic.com/radio. And Pamela, I take it you can still follow House Logic on Facebook.
You can.
All right. Pamela Gertz-Kabate from HouseLogic.com. Pamela, thanks as always.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.